إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى حق التقوى، وذلك بفعل الأوامر واجتناب النواهي على الوجه الذي جاءت به شرائع الله سبحانه وتعالى. As usual, we start by a reminder that we all supposed to fulfill a taqwa of Allah by acting upon the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions as legislated to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَدْ أَخْرَجَ الْإِمَامُ مُسْلِمُ فِي صَحِيحِهِ وَالْإِمَامُ مَالِكُ وَأَحْمَدُ فِي الْمُسْنَدِ مالك في الموطا وأحمد في المسند رحمهم الله عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يرضى لكم ثلاثا ويسخط لكم ثلاثا يرضى لكم أن تعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا وأن تعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا وأن تناصحوا من ولاه الله أمركم ويسخط لكم قيل وقال وكثرة السؤال وإضاعة المال. Imam Muslim rahimahullah in Sahih, likewise Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad rahimahumullah, they have collected this hadith on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah is pleased for you three things, and He is displeased for you three others. As for the three things that Allah is pleased for you, that you worship Him alone and you do not associate with Him anyone or anything in worship, and that you hold on all of you together to the rope of Allah and you should not divide your ranks, and that you should give sincere advice to those people that are in charge over you. And as for the three things that Allah is displeased for you, قِيلَ وَقَالَ, He said, she said, وَكَثْرَةَ السُّؤَالِ, asking many questions, and wasting of wealth. هذا الحديث العظيم شرحه جمع من العلماء إلى فاضل ولكن سنكتفي اليوم بشرح لأحد علمائنا وهو الدكتور ربيع بن هادي المدخلي حفظه الله. This great hadith has been explained throughout the time by many scholars. But today, inshallah ta'ala, we share with you one of the most concise and beneficial explanation to this hadith by our beloved Shaykh Dr. Rabi' ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala. Qala al-Shaykh, fi hadha al-hadith isharatun nabawiyya azima. This hadith comprises great benefits from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فأولها الحث على التوحيد الخالص والقيام بأعظم حقوق الله وأعظم واجبات الإسلام وهو إفراد الله وحده بالعبادة التي هي الغاية من خلق الجن والإنس. قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. The first of these great benefits in this hadith, that the Prophet ﷺ is inciting us to fulfill the pure Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. And by acting upon that which Allah commands us with, and fulfilling the greatest of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest obligation, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to single Him out in worship. And this is the reason behind the creation of the jinn and the human being. As Allah says in Surah Al-Dhariyat, and we have not created jinn and the human being except to worship me. وكذلك الابتعاد عن الشرك في عبادته سبحانه وتعالى فلا يشرك العبد بالله أحدا من خلقه فيجعله ندا لله في دعاء ولا استغاثة ولا ذبح ولا نذر ولا رجاء ولا خوف ولا توكل لأن هذه الأمور حق خاص لله سبحانه وتعالى لا يرضى أن يشاركه فيها ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل. Our Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى also he says, and you distance yourself, stay far away from shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. So a servant should not associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyone from the creation in worship with Allah. And therefore, making such a person or such a creature equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which only for Allah, such as the dua, istighatha, when we slaughter for Allah. When we take an oath, is only for Allah. We hope and also we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we put our trust in Allah, not in objects and other people. Because these things, these actions of worship are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is not pleased that any of these actions of worship should be devoted to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even that may be a close angel or a prophet that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وثانيها يعني من الإشارات النبوية في هذا الحديث الاعتصام بحبل الله وهو ما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كتاب وسنة وما حوته تعاليم الرسول من عقائد وعبادات وأخلاق. The second of the great benefits that are comprised in this hadith, that we are commanded, all of us, to hold on firm to the rope of Allah. And the rope of Allah is that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with from Allah. The book of Allah, the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the teachings of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, pertaining to the fields of aqaid, creed, faith, belief, and actions of worship, and manners and etiquettes of Islam. This is the rope of Allah. فَلَا يَسَعُ مُسْلِمًا لَا فَرْضًا مِنْ أَفْرَادِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَا طَائِفَةً مِنْ طَوَائِفِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَا مُجْتَمَعًا مِنَ الْمُجْتَمَعَاتِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ وَلَا حَاكِمًا وَلَا مَحْكُومًا الْخُرُوجَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْ أُصُولِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَوْ فُرُوعِهِ بَلْ يَجِبُ عَلَى الْجَمِيعِ الْإِيمَانُ وَالْإِلْتِزَامُ الْكَامِلُ بكل ما جاء به خاتم الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين وتقديمه على كل قول وهدي. The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى want to say, so therefore, it is not befitting nor is permissible for any Muslim, whether individuals or groups of the Muslims or societies and communities or countries, whether that Muslim being a ruler or being the one who's ruled over, no one has the right to go away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated. From these principles and the fundamentals of Islam or its branches. But rather it is an obligation. It is an obligation upon all of the Muslims to believe and to abide by their belief. To have complete belief and to strive their best to act upon the teachings of Al-Islam, the teachings that brought to us by the seal of the prophets, the best of all mankind, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should never ever put forward any statement or any guidance of anyone after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وكذلك الاحتكام إلى ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل شأن وتجريد الطاعة والمتابعة لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في صغير أمور الدين وكبيرها ومجانبة كل بدعة ورأي ومعصية. Likewise, still included under this benefit, holding firm to the rope of Allah, that we should take our affairs to the Messenger of Allah, to that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with from Allah. In a manners of dispute, when we argue, when we differ pertaining to any matter, he should be taken back to what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And that our obedience to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be pure. And we should obey his commands in every single matter, whether it be small or big. And we should stay away from innovations, all types of innovations. And we should stay away from the opinions of men, that they are not supported by a dalil from the book of Allah, nor from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should of course stay away from disobeying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وبذلك لا بغيره يجتمع شمل المسلمين وتقوم وحدتهم المنشودة ويصدق عليهم جميعا أنهم معتصمون بحبل الله. If the Muslims do this, they hold on firm to the rope of Allah, they turn their affairs to the book of Allah and to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they do not put the statements of any man above or before the statement of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now unity, that unity that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will come upon the Muslims. They will be united and they will be strong. This unity and this strength that many people are claiming and calling to, it will happen only with this. If they are, all of them, the Muslims, hold on firm to the rope of Allah. وهذا الواقع هو الذي يريده الله وكلف به الأمة الإسلامية للوحدات السياسية مع اختلاف العقائد والمشارب والاتجاهات فإن هذا اللون من التجمع لو تم وهو بعيد يقول الشيخ حفظه الله ينطبق عليه قوله الله تعالى في سورة الحشر تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى. شيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى, he says this reality, meaning that the Muslims be united and they be strong and they be unified, this reality that many people are calling to and hope that may happen one day, this how is supposed to happen? By holding firm to the rope of Allah, not by the way of some political groups are calling and they want it their way. And they says, let's get the Muslims together regardless the difference of their aqa'id and belief and creed and manahij. He says, if they don't want it this way, even if they may come together, and the Shaykh, he says, that's it looks far from happening, still, if they just gather the Muslim, the bodies, regardless, Shi'i, Sufi, Ikhwani, this and that, Murji'i, Khariji, even if they were successful to bring the Muslims together, still this ayah of Allah in Surah Al-Hashr be applicable on them, you will think they are united, but their hearts are far away from one another. وَثَالِثُ هَذِهِ الْفَوَائِذَ الْعَظِيمَةِ فِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ مُنَاصَحَةُ وُلَاةِ أَمْرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَذَلِكَ يَتِمُّ بِالتَّعَاوُنِ مَعَهُمْ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, ليس على كل شيء, على الحق, وطاعتهم في الحق, وأمرهم بالحق, وتنبيههم وتذكيرهم برفق ولطف, وإعلامهم بما غفلوا عنه ولم يبلغهم من حقوق المسلمين. نعم, as for the third of these great benefits in this hadith, that we were commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are the things that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we give sincere advice, that the Muslims who they live in a Muslim land, they should give sincere advice to the ruler amongst them, to the Muslim ruler amongst them, and that they should cooperate with their ruler upon the haq, upon the truth, and they should obey the rulers in that which is the truth, the haq, and they should command them with the haq to hold on to the truth, and they should bring their attentions and remind them, but be rifqin walotf, with good manners, not over the minbar on Yomul Jumu'ah talk about the ruler and rally the people after that, after Jumu'ah. And you know what happened. We've been seeing it. People are getting killed in the streets, and houses and cars been destroyed and burned down. La, this is not how you give advice to the ruler. By bilutfin wa rifq, being kind, gentle and nice. And yes, if you know that certain people are being oppressed or certain things are not done properly, what do you think? You think the ruler knows everything that goes in the streets and the houses of the people and their markets? No. If you know something, you report it. That's what the Sheikh is saying. The Muslims who live in the Muslim lands, if they see some evil, some people are being oppressed, the ruler may not know about it. You report it. Write it down. Talk to him if you are close to him. Write it down. Tell him in this area, in this city, in this market, in this department, in this compartment, there is this and this, and this is wrong. And inshallah, jazakallahu khairan, if he can change this. Because he has the authority to change that. People, they just assume that the ruler don't want to change anything. How are he going to change something he don't know what it is? وكذلك ترك الخروج عليهم والصلاة خلفهم والجهاد معهم وأداء الصدقات إليهم وترك الخروج عليهم بالسيف إذا ظهر منهم حيف أو سوء العشرة والدعاء لهم بالصلاة. Likewise from the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة. From the thing that Allah is pleased with, يا عباد الله. Because certain people, when they hear stuff like this, they say, oh, see, this is with the ruler. This alim, and he worked for the government. This is what Allah is pleased with, man. How you deal with the ruler? You don't go against them with the sword and with the blade. But rather, you pray behind that ruler. You perform the jihad for the sake of Allah if he call you to. You give the zakat to that ruler if he's the one who gathering it. And you do not go against them with the sword and the blade when you see some evil from them. Even if they oppress you. And we have narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, you continue to be patient until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the harm. And dua, you make dua for them. Naam, you make dua for them that Allah rectify their affairs. Because if your dua is accepted and Allah rectify their affairs, it will be good for you and for the rest of the people. ورابعها يعني من هذه الأمور تتعلق بقيل وقال ونتطرق إلى ذلك بعد الفترة الاستراحية. أقول جلسة الاستراحة أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا. أما بعد عباد الله. First of all, try to come forward inshallah. Fill the gaps. If you see any gaps in front of you because it's cold, mashallah, barakallahu fikum, walhamdulillah, jazakumullah khair. Make some room for your brothers. Jazakum Allah khair. And the sisters do the same thing. Jazakum Allah khair.
ورابعها من الإشارات النبوية العظيمة النهي عن قيل وقال. نعم.
The third, or actually the fourth of these great benefits that are mentioned and comprised in this hadith, that we are being prohibited and made forbidden to involve in قيل وقال. ما هو قيل وقال؟ هو الخوض في الباطل وإشاعة الفواحش ونشر الإشاعات والأخبار الكاذبة وكفى بالمرء كذبا أن يحدث بكل ما سمع. وفي رواية لرسول الحديث الصحيح كما في الصحيح عند الإمام الألباني كفى بالمرء إثما أن يحدث بما كذب. نعم. What is this قيل وقال that usually translates to he said, she said, but it's way before, more than that. Is when a person, a Muslim, involves himself in talking about falsehood and spreading rumors without even making sure if this is the reality or not. He hears something and he tells everybody. He receives an email, forward it to everybody. He received a text message, he read it, and he, some people don't even read what they forward. Be careful what you forward. Be careful what you say.
As one of the ulama says, ما أصغر حجم اللسان وما أعظم خطره على الإنسان.
This tongue is so small, man, but the danger that can cause is so great.
ونشر الأخبار الكاذبة. نعم, a person, therefore, he get involved in spreading lies, rumors, lies, والعياذ بالله. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says in the hadith of Abu Huraira, that Imam al-Albani mentioned it in al-Sahihah, it's enough for a person to be a liar or to commit a great sin that he says and disseminate and talk about everything he hears.
وكذلك الإغراق في فرض مسائل لم تقع والإجابات عنها قبل وقوعها فإن هذا يصرف المسلمين عن دراسة الكتاب والسنة ويشغلهم عن حفظ نصوصهما والتفقه فيهما.
شيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى also included until he says, she says, قيل وقال. People, they just sit down and they become to bring like, what if this happened? What if it was the other way? What if it happened the other way? And this will take them away from studying the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They busy themselves with things didn't happen yet. But they be saying to each other, what if it happened like this? Huh? And they forget to worry about studying the deen of Allah, the book and the sunnah. Because them sitting down and talking about what may happen and may not happen, turn them away from learning the deen.
وخامسها النهي عن كثرة السؤال وهو يشمل سؤال الناس ما في أيديهم من المال وغيره وإنزال حاجته بهم وهذا لا يليق بالمسلم عباد الله المسلم الذي يريد الله له أن يكون عزيزا شريفا.
The fifth of these great benefits, we are prohibited by asking many questions. And the Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala says, these work both. The questions when a person asks the people from their wealth. Can you help me out, akhi? Can I borrow this? Can I have this? Can you help me out with this? Constantly asking the Muslims their money and their wealth and their properties.
وَهَذَا لَا يَلِيقُ بِالْمُسْلِمِ. They said this is not befitting for a Muslim. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored him with Islam, with Tawheed. Because Tawheed consists that you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسُؤَالُ النَّاسِ مُحَرَّمٌ فِي الْأَصْلِ وَلَا يَجُوزُ إِلَّا فِي حَالِ الضَّرُورَةِ.
The Shaykh says, asking the people for wealth and this is haram actually. In asl, unless in a time of necessity, unless if a person is going through some serious trouble, yes, he can ask the people.
وَسُؤَالُ الْمَخْلُوقِ بِلَا ضَرُورَةِ فِيهِ ثَلَاثُ مَفَاسِدِ.
The Shaykh says, as for asking the people their wealth and their properties without need, without necessity, has three evils with it. Number one, مَفْسَدَةُ الْإِفْتِقَارِ إِلَى غَيْرِ اللَّهِ وَهِيَ نَوْعُ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ. If a person don't need, he's not in time of need, it's not emergency, but he's still asking people for money, the Shaykh says this person is a new kind of iftiqar, meaning instead to turn to Allah, humble yourself to Allah and ask Allah, he's asking the people. This is a type of shirk, wal'iyadu billah.
وثانيا مفسدة إيذاء المخلوق المسؤول وهي نوع ظلم الخلق.
The second evil, another evil of asking the people their wealth and their properties, and you don't have a sincere need, a real need to ask that. He says, now you're oppressing the people. You're taking their wealth with no right. That's an oppression to the people that you are asking and taking their wealth.
Number three, مَفْسَدَةُ الظُّلِّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ ظُلْمٌ لِلنَّفْسِ.
Now another evil is a person is disgracing himself in front of the people. Instead to humble himself and humiliate himself in front of Allah, now he's humbling and humiliating himself in front of the people.
هذا إذا كان المسؤول حيا قادرا على تحقيق المطلوب منه فكيف بسؤال الميت والغائب ما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله إن ذلك هو عين الشرك بالله.
Now the Shaykh Rabi'i said this pertaining to if you're asking someone who's alive and able to help you, what about those who ask the dead, والعياذ بالله. What about those who go to the grave and ask the dead?
He said this is the real shirk. This is the shirk itself.
كما يشمل هذا النهي كثرة الأسئلة العلمية خصوصا التي يقصد منها التعنت وإثارة النزاع والجدال بالباطل، وكذلك الإغراق في فرض المسائل التي لم تقع وطلب الإجابات عليها. Likewise, asking many questions also is about asking many questions in the religion about knowledge. Especially for those people that they ask so many questions out of stubbornness. They stubborn. They just have one idea stuck in their minds and they stubborn. Other people, they ask so many questions to bring conflict, chaos amongst the people. There to bring about controversial debates or argument, wal'iyadu billah, with batil. They debate with falsehood. They have no proof to support that. The Shaykh said this is something that is prohibited and we were asked to stay away from. وَسَادِسُهَا النَّهْيُ عَنْ إِضَاعَةِ الْمَالِ. The sixth of these great benefits we gain and the Shaykh is giving us from this hadith is that we are prohibited from wasting wealth. From wasting the wealth. فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ نِعْمَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وفيه عون على طاعة الله والجهاد في سبيله وعلى مساعدة المستحقين من المسلمين الفقراء والأقارب وغير منهم وغيرهم. الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says because wealth is a ni'mah from Allah, is a bounty from Allah, that wealth you have. Therefore you should use it and it should help you to stay upon obedience to Allah. You use it for the jihad. You use it for the sake of Allah by helping those who need. Those who are in need, from the poor, from the needy. Your family members, if they are in need, you help them out with your wealth. فَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَشْكُرَ الْمُسْلِمُ رَبَّهُ عَلَى هَذِهِ النِّعْمَةِ وَيُحَافِظَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الضَّيَاعِ وَالْإِهْمَالِ وَلَا يَنْفِقُ مِنْهُ إِلَّا فِي الطُّرُقِ الَّتِي شَرَعَهَا اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَوْ أَبَاحَهَا وَلَيْسَ لَهُ أَنْ يُنْفِقَ مِنْهُ فِي سَبِيلِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَالْمَعَاصِي كَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُ أَنْ يُهْمِلَ هَذِهِ النِّعْمَةِ وَيُعَرِّضَهَا لِلضَّيَاعِ. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhahu Ta'ala says, so therefore it is incumbent upon the Muslims to thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for providing them with wealth and properties. And they should preserve it and protect it. And don't cause it to go to waste or neglecting it or spending it in the ways of the shaitan. Ways that are not legislated by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. By spending that wealth, there is a ni'mah from Allah upon evil, transgression, disobedience. Still paying the cable, wal'iyadu billah. Allah gave you that money, you still paying the cable, supporting those corrupt actors, wal'iyadu billah. People, they buy music with that. People buy haram with that. People do this and do that, wal'iyadu billah. Allah yahdina wa iyyahum. Likewise, you should not spend anything of your wealth in any venue that is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَخْتِمُ بِمُلَخَّصٍ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Now we give you summarized to all of these points. Number one, وُجُوبُ الْقِيَامِ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْمَطْلُوبِ. This hadith incites us and make it an obligation that we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He should be worshipped based on what Allah has legislated. Number two, وجوب الابتعاد عن كل أصناف الشرك صغيره وكبيره. It is an obligation to distance yourself and to stay far away from all types of shirk, minor and major. Number three, وجوب الاعتصام بحبل الله وهو الإسلام الذي جاء به الرسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كتابا وسنة في كل شأن. The obligation of holding firm to the rope of Allah, which is Islam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with from Allah, whether in the book of Allah or in the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by applying Islam in all of our affairs. Number four, تحريم التفرق ووجوب وحدة المسلمين على الحق. Splitting the ranks is haram. Dividing the ranks of the Muslims is haram. Rather, we are obliged to unify, but upon the haqq, not upon other things. Khamisan, number five. وجوب مناصحة ولاة أمر المسلمين والتعاون معهم على الحق والبر. It is an obligation to give sincere advice to the rulers amongst the Muslims and to cooperate with them and to help them and assist them
but upon the truth, ya akhwan, not upon the evil they do, but upon the haqq and upon bir, upon good and righteous actions. Sadisan, number six, tahreemul qeel wal qal, involving on statements that have no good, not verified to be right and true, have no benefits, is haram, ya akhwan. Spreading rumors is haram and the like. Sabi'an, تحريم سؤال المخلوقين إلا فيما يقدرون عليه في حالة الضرورة والأفضل التوكل على الله والصبر. It is not permissible, rather it is haram, to ask the creation. And when you ask them only that which they are able to do. And in times of necessity, you're really in times of trouble. But what is better than all that, the Shaykh says, that you trust, put your trust in Allah and be patient in times of difficulties. فَأَمِنًا تَحْرِيمُ إِضَاعَةِ الْمَالِ. Lastly, this hadith, this great hadith, teach us that it's haram, ya akhwan wa ya akhawat, to waste the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. أسأل الله لي ولكم الثبات على الدين والإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم علمنا ديننا, اللهم علمنا ديننا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين, وارحم موتى المسلمين, واقض دين الدائنين يا رب العالمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, اشهد ان لا اله الا انت, استغفرك واتوب اليك, وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.